Okay, so today we're taking a deep dive into Keddies Beauty Shea Butter.
All right.
We've got some excerpts from their guide.
Yeah.
On, like, achieving radiant skin naturally. You want to break it down?
Absolutely.
See what this product is all about.
Sounds good.
Right from the source.
Okay.
So they describe their shea butter as raw, organic, and unrefined.
Yeah, and that, the unrefined part really jumps out at me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, think about what that actually means.
Mm-hmm.
It's minimally processed.
Okay.
Like, it's as close to natural as you can get.
So all that good stuff is still in there?
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And it comes straight from their orchards in Ghana, West Africa.
Wow.
Like, they own the whole supply chain.
That's impressive.
Yeah, like, from the tree to the jar.
Mm-hmm.
Suggests they're pretty serious about quality.
Yeah, I'd say so.
You know, when it comes to skincare, you hear a lot about natural ingredients.
Oh, for sure.
And this shea butter is 100% natural.
Right. And they talk about vitamins A and E.
Oh, yeah. Those are big ones.
Huge foreskin.
So vitamin A helps with what cell renewal?
Yeah. It basically helps your skin make new cells.
Look, you look younger.
Basically, it's like hitting the refresh button on your skin.
I like that.
And then you've got vitamin E,
Hi.
Which is like a bodyguard for your skin.
Protecting it from what?
All those nasty things in the environment.
Pollution and all that.
Exactly.
Okay, so this sounds great for anyone who wants hydrated skin.
Right.
More elasticity.
That healthy glow everyone's after.
Yeah. They even say it can help with dryness.
Irritation, too.
Wow. And you can use it every day.
As a moisturizer.
Makes sense.
Yeah. It's pretty versatile.
So they say it's for all skin types.
Nah, that's interesting.
What do you mean?
Shea butter is naturally moisturizing.
Right.
But it is pretty rich.
Oh, okay.
People with drier skin might see the best results.
Gotcha.
But yeah. Overall, it seems like it could be good for most people.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that stands out to me is their emphasis on ethical sourcing.
Oh, yeah. That's big these days.
It seems like they really care about where their ingredients come from.
Absolutely.
They manage their own orchards and oversee the whole production process.
In Ghana.
Yeah. They're involved every step of the way.
Talk about taking responsibility.
I know, right?
Consumers are getting more and more aware of these things.
Definitely.
People want to know their products are made ethically.
And sustainably.
Exactly.
So they actually included some customer feedback in this guide.
Interesting. What did people have to say?
Well, one person talked about how their skin felt so much more hydrated.
Good sign.
Yeah. And they mentioned how their skin looked better after returning to Delaware.
So it helped them adjust to a different climate.
That's what it sounds like.
That's really interesting.
And then there's this other person who calls it the best shea butter they've ever used.
Wow.
For everything, like their face, body, and hair.
Seriously.
Yeah. It seems like they really love the purity and the natural quality of it.
Yeah. Those are definitely some of the key selling points here. So it seems like the real-world results actually back up what Keddies Beauty is saying.
For sure.
Always good to see.
So if anyone's listening and wants to try it out themselves,
yeah,
Keddies Beauty actually has a store in Scottsdale.
Cool.
And they've got an online shop, too.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's keddiesbeauty.com.
Easy enough.
And they even have a phone number if you have questions.
Oh, nice.
So they've made it pretty easy to reach them.
Yeah, they're definitely accessible.
All right, so big picture here.
Mm-hmm.
Keddies Beauty is presenting their shea butter as this, like,
yeah,
pure, ethically sourced,
multi-purpose.
Exactly. Solution for your skin.
Definitely emphasizing the natural connection to their orchards in Ghana.
So the question for you, the listener,
yeah,
is how important are natural and ethically sourced ingredients to you?
Something to think about.
It's not just about what you put on your skin.
Right.
It's about the impact those choices have.
On the environment and communities involved.
Yeah, it's bigger than just us.
Absolutely something to keep in mind when making those skincare decisions.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.